Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. How many enjoyed the last couple Friday nights? Huh? Well, I'll tell you, if you got discouraged this week, go back and listen again. They're on the website, right on the front page, as I recall. And you can just get right into them. No reason for a Christian to ever be discouraged. Amen? Amen. We got all the good things in us, and we win. We win. You know what? If you had a tough week, got good news for you, you win. You win. I've seen the back of the book. You win. Glory to God. He's a good God. He's doing good things for us. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know something, just in case people don't know yet, but we'll know, I guess, Sunday. But next Friday night, I believe, starts at 6 o'clock. Yes. 6 o'clock next, because we're going to join Brother Moore from Delaware. Yeah. Seeds of Greatness. Yes. So we're going to join their service. It's going to be good. It'll be good. I bet you there'll be chicken scratching there for sure. Huh? Thank you, Lord. We may do it a little ourselves. Glory to God. So just so you have that prepared in your mind, I know that they'll probably go over it again maybe Sunday. But you guys are the ones that are here Friday, so there you go. That means 6 o'clock here, 7 o'clock in Sarasota. Correct? Am I correct? If I'm not, I'm going to get corrected. So there you go. Well, open your Bibles to Romans 8. We've been doing some faith adventures. We've been talking about being led by the Spirit of God. And, you know, anybody in here could give a testimony of how God's led them and brought them into a place that they wouldn't have been otherwise. And, you know, those are things that we need to focus on because, you know, I've been led by the Spirit, and I've been led by the flesh, right? And I had a leading of the Spirit when I let my flesh win, right? People say, well, you know, I didn't hear from God, so I went this direction. You heard, you just wanted your way, right? Sometimes our own voice gets in the way. Mine does anyway. Sometimes I want what I want so much that my voice becomes the voice of God, and then you're really on the wrong track. You're out there on your own, doing the wrong things, getting the wrong things, in the wrong place. Amen? Amen. Romans 8, verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." How many know this much? If you're being led, you're following. Right? Let's put it this way. If you have a leading, you have the choice to follow. Yeah. Amen. And that's literally what he's saying. If you're my son, you'll follow me. If you'll hear my voice, you'll go where I say, you'll do the things that I have for you. You'll be at the right places at the right time, doing the right things, hearing the right things, receiving the right things. Amen. And that all comes from a leading. And you may be led. You know, some people say, well, I wasn't led to go to church. Well, you need to check because usually leading's got to line up with the Bible somewhere. Right? And so you might want to check that one out. You know, God will give you a scripture every time. You know, I wasn't led to do this. I wasn't led to do that. You know, God will give you a scripture. He'll give you right where you need to be every time, and then he'll give you a scripture to back it up. He'll give you a confirmation. He'll show you his way, and then he'll confirm that way all the way along. Amen? And so as many, but it takes a leading. And so many times in my life, you know, I know we were talking several weeks ago about when we received Ramsey. And the first thing I did when the doctor said, you know, you're not going to be able to do this, is I said, well, I'll just get in faith. Guess what? That's not a leading. That's trying to make faith lead. You know, Brother Moore taught messages, several different messages, but he taught this several times. Fear forces, right? Faith, love leads. Faith follows. So what leads? Where are you going to get your leading from? Love. Who is love? God is love. For as many as are the sons of love, they are led by the Spirit of love. But as many that are led of the Spirit of love, they are the sons of love. Amen? And so the leading of God is going to be because He loves you, because He wants you in the right place. He wants you doing. And you know what? He knows more where your faith is than you do. Right? You know, because when I said that all those years ago, first of all, I was barely living for God. Right? I just knew enough to say something that stupid. Right? Because it wasn't God. It was me. It was me. And you can't just say, well, I'm just going to get in faith. What if Peter would have said, I don't need to ask Jesus to come. I'm just going to walk on the water. He's out there. I'm going to get in faith and walk on the water. He would have went under immediately. Because why? He needed a leading. He needed a leading. A leading from the voice of love. And the voice of love said, come. And because of that leading, he now had ability. He now had ability. The leadings of the Lord give you ability. They take you in the right direction at the right time to be where you're supposed to be and be able to do their empowerments. So now he could do what he was asking to do. Amen? And so many times we're deciding we're going to believe to do it without even asking God. I'm going to believe this. You know why I believe a lot of things? Because I don't want to do something else. Right? That's not faith. You know, I'm not talking about y'all because y'all are perfect. So I don't have to worry about you guys. You guys got it down pat. But there's been times in my life that I didn't want to go a certain direction, so I decided to believe something else. And I totally missed the leading of God because that's where He was saying to go in the direction He was taking me. But instead, I wanted to go here, so I said, well, this is faith. Wasn't faith at all, not faith in God anyway. It was flesh. Amen? I know for years and years, you know, we're faith people. We don't want to deal with doctors. Right? We're faith people. Bad answer. Bad answer. You know, the thing about it is, you know, if that's the reason you're in faith, you're not in faith. You can't get, because that's fear. Fear has now forced you to be in faith about something you're not. Amen? And because when you're in faith, you're being led by love. And He knows where you're at, and He'll tell you exactly where to be. And I'm not saying He wouldn't say, get your faith in and overcome this right now. You've got it in you. Here's three scriptures. Get on them and be whole. And that's happened. We've had testimonies in this church of people that have gotten a hold of a word, and that word became real in them. It was quickened to them. They didn't just grab a scripture and say, let's go with this one. Right? There's lots of healing verses. Which one's quickened to you? There's lots of prosperity verses. Which one's quickened to you? Which one is a leading that your faith can follow? Because your faith can't follow. It can't lead. Faith. It doesn't say. Brother Moore didn't say faith leads. There's no time where faith leads. Faith follows. The greatest of these is love. Why? You know what the greatest means? It means the elder. The elder of these. The one you should submit yourself to. The one you should put yourself under is love. And when you put yourself under love, that's what he's saying in this verse. I mean, if you just read it that way, for as many as led by the Spirit of love. The Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. They are the sons of love. They're the ones that have submitted themselves under Him and are following His lead. They're not trying to put their faith ahead of Him. They're putting their faith right behind Him. Amen? And because that's where you can trust. You can't separate faith and trust. They're inseparable. They're one and the same. Amen? And so when you get a leading from the Lord, you can now confidently follow by faith the direction you're going to go. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. It says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God or the Spirit of love, they are the sons of God. For you've not received a spirit of bondage again to fear. What's that spirit of bondage do? It forces you. It makes you do things. Fear makes you do things. It makes you say stupid things. It makes you do stupid things. It tries to force you to go its direction. It's not in front of you. It's behind you pushing. if you ever feel something's pushing you, and I got to believe this, or I got to do this, or then you're not being led, you're being forced. Amen. And if you feel that, stop them. Just stop right there. Because that's not the place you want to be. You don't want to be forced. Because we've not received that spirit again to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption. Amen. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit that we can follow. The spirit of love. The spirit of the Father. The spirit that says, I'm your Father now. Reach out. Look to me. You can trust me. You can go everywhere I go. You can do everything I do. Just stay with me. Amen? And those are the places that we want to be on a regular basis. We want to live in that place. That spirit of love, we're being led by it. Amen? When you're being led by it, now you can hear the voice of God. You don't want to hear just anything. You want to hear God's plan. Amen. You don't want to hear just what you want to hear. And I know again, you guys are not like that, but I tended to be in the past, not anymore because I'm now becoming perfect. But if it was something I didn't like, I'm not a big fan of going to the doctor. I love doctors. I think they are amazing because they do things that I would absolutely not even want to get involved in. Amen. And it's an anointing and a grace. Whether they know God gave it to them or they don't know God gave it to them, God gave it to them. No one has ever been healed by a man. No one. Because it took the human body, which was created by God, to complete the healing process no matter what happened and to start the healing process. And besides that, they're an amazing tool that God uses. On a regular basis, and many people wouldn't be here today had they not been unlike me and said, I don't want to go to the doctor. Amen. The fact is, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he's had to deal with some doctor things lately, and he said, you know, I found myself so against going to the doctor, I was actually being mean to him. And by doing that, he kind of pulled himself where the doctor was kind of giving it back to him. Right? Because you're not listening to me anyway, so I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to try to give you any encouragement, any comfort, anything else. You're going to get the basics. Yeah. How many know that God wouldn't lead you to be mean to the doctor? How many know God wouldn't lead you to be mean ever? Well, sometimes you just got to scream and yell to get your way, brother. No, you never have to scream and yell to get your way. If you have to scream and yell, you're not being led by the Spirit of love. I'm going to leave it out there just like that. It's not possible. So you don't know what they did. I don't care what they did. I told somebody the other day, I said, well, this will cost you a lot of money. We were dealing with something else. They said, it'll cost you a lot of money if this doesn't work out this way. I said, I'd rather have peace than money any day. I said, if I got peace, I can have more money. But I'm not substituting for my peace. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I don't know how we got all the way out there, but there we are. Thank you, Lord. For we've not received a spirit of bondage. We've received a spirit of freedom. In other words, we get to choose to follow God. On a daily basis, we get to choose to follow God. And to do that, we have to be ready to step back from the situation and listen to God. Amen? In June 2017, we had noticed, Kim actually had noticed, that she had had some lumps in her breast. And so, of course, we're binding and rebuking. You know, that kind of stuff catches you off guard. And you're like, and so, you know, we did the right things. She went to the doctor. They looked at it and they said, well, you need to have a biopsy. Pick up the mic in case I need you. Since it happened to both of us, but more to her. But it was not what we expected. How many have run into something and you're thinking, I've been doing this? And see, it's a wrong thought, don't get me wrong, but how many, I've been doing this and I've been doing this. How could this have happened? Right? How many know it doesn't matter what you've been doing because the devil don't care? That's like saying 100 kids went out into the field that had poison ivy and only 50 of them came back with it. Why? Because 50 of them got in it and 50 of them didn't. Guess what? We're in the world. We're in the world. And in the world, you're going to have tribulation. But fear not. Be of good cheer. He's overcome the world. Amen? And so, anyway, we noticed that. And immediately she called her doctor and got the appointment. And they said, we need to do a biopsy, right? And so they schedule a biopsy. They don't schedule anything close, right? And you know, we're trusting God with all we can at that point. We've not dealt with anything like this. You know, we've not dealt with anything like this. So 30 days or 2 weeks seems like 18 years, right? And I can't imagine what it seemed like to Kim, because you got the devil playing with your mind.
Right?
Yeah. And so you got the devil playing with your mind, and then maybe a month later, it was like a month before they actually, and then they went in and they did, and you know, we're going, well, it's just going to be something simple. It's going to be easy. Biopsy will be negative. You know, we're saying all the right things. Right, we're right there, saying the right things, doing the right things. It's a big deal to say the right, and it still is a big deal. Right? Even if you didn't get the answer you thought you wanted, still be, always stay on God's side. Always quote the Word, keep the Scriptures in you, because there's still strength when you're weak. There's still a hiding place. They are a refuge. They're a strong tower. And you want to have that place to hide. Amen? And so we get the report probably another 2 weeks later. I don't know, was it that long? Seemed like that one was pretty quick. Yeah, I think once they find something, it's usually not as long. Anybody ever dealt with some of these things? And I know several have. And so once they find something, it usually doesn't take very long. And so we got called in, actually. I spent more time at the doctor's office in that year than I've spent in my lifetime, my whole lifetime. And I'm thanking God that it was there and it was available. Amen? I'm thanking God for what He did through it. But, you know, we want to show how God led, because so many people would not consider that healing from the Lord. And the truth of the matter is, you don't want to let a doctor lead. You want to let the Lord lead. And the Lord leads you to the doctor, He'll lead you through the doctor. Amen? And He'll lead you beyond the doctor. And so He will get you where you're going to go. And of course, once we got the... You got anything to add so far? Okay. Doing good? All right. So once we got that, then the doctor starts talking to us. The first doctor starts talking to us, and he's pretty... a little more positive at that point, because I don't think they knew everything. It was just the surgeon. He said, you know, maybe just, you know, some radiation and, you know, get rid of the lumps and everything will be cool. One lump. Okay. Get rid of the lump.
Well, there was one, but they were right. Fine. But the one.
They can't hear you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, there's one.
Yes, there was one.
Just
that,
one.
They marked that was benign.
And then there was one. Cancer.
Yes.
So we're talking to the surgeon, and we're not feeling as bad, because it seems like, well, maybe this is going to, you know, be pretty simple. And, you know, and we still don't have a leading about anything. We're just taking the steps.
Right.
Right? There are natural steps to take, and unless the Lord stops you, you know, sometimes you go more by what you don't hear than what you do. And we're not hearing stop or warning, you know, stop. So we're stepping through this.
Yeah.
And we're stepping to this place where we're at the surgeon. And as the surgeon begins to talk, my doctor thing comes up again. And I'm not liking the whole thing. And I'm thinking, let's just get in faith. We're just going to get in faith, and that's all. And immediately I knew that was wrong. I don't know if any of you have ever said that when it was wrong, but you know it's wrong when you say it. Because you're trying to make your faith lead, and it can't. It is impossible for your faith to lead It is a follower. It follows the love of God. It follows the voice of God. It follows the word of God. It follows the leadings of the Lord. Amen? When you got a leading, now you got a place for your faith to go. Amen? And sometimes we put off our healing going the wrong direction. Amen? And I think we would have done that had we done what my flesh wanted to do. You could call it your spirit because it's just something you know to say. Right. We're just going to get in faith. We're just going to get in faith. We're just going to get in faith. God can take care of this. And then we quote 6 scriptures and okay. Yeah. Guess what? Not one of those scriptures was quickened to us. Quote them all day long. And do quote them. Look for the one that's quickened to you. Amen. And a leading from the Lord will be the voice of God saying, go this way, do this, go here. Remember with Abraham. Abraham's such a perfect example because God said, get you out of your country. Get out. Leave your family. Go out. I will bless you. I'll multiply you. And the next thing you know, Abraham's gone. What's he doing? He's following a leading, right? He didn't say, well, this is my family. You know, my dad's getting kind of old. I want to be around in case something happens. He didn't do that. He did exactly what God said. And that was his faith following a leading. And his faith needed something to follow. He wasn't going anywhere until God said, get out, go. But once God said go, he had a leading. He had something and somewhere to go. And that's what we're all looking for in any situation, be it a healing, be it a money problem, be it just you're lacking peace. Say, Lord, I know that your word promises peace. Show me where to go. Show me what to do. Tell me. And he may say, go to the loudest place in the world. Why? Because peace is not a lack of turmoil. Right, peace is just being at one with God. Set at one with God. Amen? You could be that way in the loudest, oddest place in the world. Amen? But you still got to listen to God. You got to go where God says to go at the time God says to go there. Amen? And so, at this point, we're looking for that same word that we got, that Abraham got. We want to hear from God. Because you know what? Kim's not. I mean, it wasn't her favorite idea to go through the doctor and surgery and even other things, right? Was it?
No, I've never been in the hospital, never had surgery.
Yeah.
So it was all new.
Yeah. Which is another thing took me back. She'd never been sick. She's barely ever even, get a cold. You're like, what?
Thank
no.
You, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Lord, by the grace of God. Right? And that's the way we are. It's the way we all are, right? By the grace of God, we're staying whole. But I'm sure Paul didn't want to go to the jail where the jailer got saved too. He'd like to just been able, hey, can I just meet the jailer somewhere else around town and we can talk about this? But instead, he went to jail, got put in stocks, and left in joy. Right? You know, so there's lots of things that may not be exactly how God would like to have them done, but they're the way they need to get done to get this situation to the place it needs to be. Amen? And I'm not saying this definitely was not God. Sickness is never God. But God's going to use it. He's going to use it to beat the devil over the head.
That's right.
Right? Because so we're going to use it every chance we get. And so the surgeon, we deal with him a little while. And he says, well, eventually after the surgery, he'd already done the surgery. He'd just done the biopsy. Then they scheduled the surgery.
Right.
They got the results of the biopsy, then they scheduled the surgery.
Yes.
And in scheduling the surgery, of course, I learned patience through this whole thing. Because when you go to the hospital for surgery, it's the day. Don't plan on being at work. Don't plan on it. You know, so the first few times I could feel myself, you could feel yourself getting a little. You know, you told us this time, couldn't we go ahead and do it at this time? You know, I love you. Just want to do it at the time you said we'd do it. 4 hours later, we're still not doing it, right? But I still love you. Right? And so I'm learning patience through this whole thing, because in that year, like I said, when we went to the hospital, it was a day. We just planned the day. We took food. I went and got her lunch every day. You know, it was quite a deal. But in doing this, you know, they take her in, and they don't tell you what's going on. And so it leaves all kinds of room. I almost wish they'd have gave me the same thing that they gave her to go to sleep. So I wouldn't have sat there wondering what was going to happen, right? Because I'm sitting in the waiting room. She's in surgery. I'm not knowing what's going on. And I'm sitting there thinking, that's the longest day of your life, right? And I'm waiting for her to get out. And so finally she gets out, and we finally do get the result. They get rid of it. But then that's when they find out. Is that when they found out you were HER2 positive? HER2 positive? It's one of those. One of those HER2s.
It's so far in the rearview mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, we were trying to talk about some of it, and so much of it has... We've let it be in the rearview mirror, because that's where we got a word that it would be.
Right.
Amen. Amen? And we held on to that. But we got to that place where then the surgery was over, and they found out, and they said, well, you know, you're probably... We don't know that you'll have to have chemo, but you may because of this. And so we start going through it again, and we're thinking, now, you know, again, it's almost, you know, it says call those things which be not as though they were. We're calling those things that be as though they were not, right? Thinking, no, that's not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen is not faith, right? It's not. And, you know, we were where we were, but we're also at a place where we're listening. And we're like, we're trying to hear and listen to them and believe God at the same time. And it's not some place we've been. And that's where people need to realize you are where you are. You are where you are. You're not where you may not be where you want to be or where you think you are, but you are exactly where you are. And you want to start from that place, because that's where God can lead you from. He can't lead you from a place that you're not. Amen? It's just not possible. He can't lead you from that place. So we have to stay grounded in what we're doing. And we're not telling a bunch of people at this point. I think told her parents and the Moores at this point. And that's who we've told. And so we're trying to find out what to do on all this. We're seeking God. We're looking at things. We're, you know, I'm looking for that word. We're looking for what we can do and where we find the peace. Yeah. You know, and of course, we're still thinking, man, just be nice for us to be gone.
Right? Yeah.
Right? Just be really good for it to be gone. Yeah. It's still not faith. It would be good for it. And God could just take it away. He really could. He really could. But that's not faith. Faith's got to have something to follow. It's got to have something to follow. We had verses, and we'd been listening to verses all our life. We knew 1 Peter 2:24. We knew Psalm 107:20. We knew these verses. We knew these verses, and we knew it was truth. But you know what? She was still healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen? It wasn't the doctor leading. It was God leading. And every step of the way, He led. He put us in the right place with the right people. And I remember the day that the doctor said, we're going to put you with what do they call the Dr. Lobans?
Oncologist.
Oncologist. Well, it is really in the rearview mirror, isn't it? And we don't even know what an oncologist is. We don't. We have no idea. Right? And so, to me, it's just another doctor that I'm not really fond of. Right? And so again, I'm kind of going in with the wrong attitude, but I'm trying to get right. You know, because I'm thinking, well, God, we could just get our faith on this, and it could just go away, and it could just be done. And if God thought we could, we would have. That's the leading we'd have got. Amen. People say, well, that I got the faith. You know what? If you got to tell me you got the faith, you ain't got the faith. Right? People who say I'm in faith all the time, why do they have to say it? You know who's in faith? The person that has what they believe for.
That's right.
Right? Even if it's not in their hand. They already have it. They're not even, you know, they're not calling people. Did you know when you're in faith, you don't have to call somebody every day and affirm your faith? Right? You may call somebody every now and then and just say, hey, buddy, just need a little encouragement. That's awesome. Get a little encouragement. But if you're talking about the problem every day, if you're thinking about it on a regular basis, if it's haunting you, you know, I remember when my mom was going through cancer that eventually she left this earth from. She told me every day, she said, it's like there's a traveling salesman knocking at the door every other hour, trying to sell you something new. And that's what she said it was like. And she's one of my faith heroes. But you are where you are. You are where you are. And you need a leading to go from where you are to the next place. And we needed a leading from God. And so we go see the oncologist. Have I skipped anything? I'm trying not to go long, but trying to let you see the story. Because so many people in faith circles would say, well, if it was really faith, you wouldn't have had to go through all that. Well, you know what? Just listen up. Just listen up. You know what? One thing we did know is we had several people we knew well in the past several years that decided they were in faith, and their only faith they ended up with was the one to go to heaven because they left this earth because they did nothing. They didn't look for a leading. They just said they were in faith. And so they weren't trying to be led. They were trying to let faith lead. And so we did know that too. And so we knew enough to know we don't want to think more highly of ourselves than we ought.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And so we go see the oncologist and he starts talking like this is the way it is. He says, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have chemo treatments. That's going to last, what, there's 9 months or something like that, almost a year. A year. We're going to have those. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And it's going to take this. And he starts, and we're just sitting there. I mean, it's like you got hit in the mouth because it's not what you expected to hear. We're faith people. We're faith people. We're serving God people. We're trusting God people. And we're standing there and we're hearing this. And he's almost like, when you want to start? He really was when you want to start. I mean, how'd you feel when he started talking about all that?
Fight the tears back because I did make it out the front door before I cried.
Yes, you did.
But it was hard to hear.
It was
because it was already decided, and so it was like I didn't have a choice.
Right.
So it was. And when he left the room, I looked at Dave and I'm like, what do we do? You know, and you said I don't like the odds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Well. But we stepped out of there. We didn't give any answer that day.
No, we didn't.
We did not give any answer that day. Why? We still need a leading.
Yeah.
We still need a leading. We hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
We know what's going on, but we need a leading. And so we get in faith together and we begin to pray about it. And I didn't like the odds. You know, I didn't like thinking, well, let's just believe God, because I knew in my heart, the minute you say it, if you ever say it and you know it's not right, it just doesn't go anywhere. It has no power.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. When you say something and it has power behind it, God kind of power, because it's following the Lord, then you know in your heart it's done. You begin to rest. Amen? And that's where a leading will take you to. And so we finally get to the place where, like, this is what I believe the Lord wants us to do. He's telling us to go this direction. And people say, well, did you hear a big voice? No, we knew it inside. We knew it inside. We weren't following fear. We were following faith. We needed a leading to do exactly what God wanted us to do and how he wanted us to handle it. And, you know, people who go to faith churches, especially ministers, are like, man, what are people going to think? The devil will try to get you to think the stupidest things. You know what everybody thought? And I know many of you know the story because you've been here and you went through it with us. What you guys thought was you loved us. And people called and they encouraged us. And good. I mean, it was so good to have a church family that loved God. But at this point, none of the church family knew. And so we're going through it, and we make that decision. And it wasn't very long after we made that decision. We'd been in touch with the Moores the whole time. And Brother Moore calls us to his house, right?
No. He drove up to the house.
To our house.
And he had me come to the door, come to his driver's side there. And he said, he goes, "You look me in the eyes."
Say it loud enough for everybody to hear.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He pulled up. I'm trying not to cry. But he said, "Look me in the eyes." And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "This is inconvenient, but you're an overcomer." And I tell you what, I felt like, Supergirl. I felt like I can do this. The Lord this just spoke to me and through him, and I was so settled in my heart that this was all going to be fine. And it came in, you know, with my scripture, Nehemiah 4:15, that this is coming to nothing. Because the Lord, the enemy, he hits you at night and when you're trying to sleep. And it was waking me up and trying to get me in fear and worry. And I said, "Oh no, we're not doing this." I said, "Lord, I want a word. Give me a word." And that came into my heart that this is coming to nothing. I said, "Thank you, sir." And I went to sleep. And I never had another worry in the night or anything.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And see, that's not putting trust in a doctor. That's putting trust in God to work through a doctor. Amen? And our leading was confirmed by that word from Brother Moore that day. Or it confirmed everything we knew in an instant. What we already knew, now we knew that we knew. Now, and that's the difference. When you know that, there's no more worry. That there's no, even if it tries to come in, you're like, "What's that?" Why? Because now you're settled. Why? You have a leading and your faith is now following it. Amen. Your faith is now following the very leading that the Lord gave you. You know you're on the right road, on the right track, going the right places. The good things are going to happen. Amen. And we even prayed that. Okay, if we're going to go through this, devil, you're losing. If I'm going to spend that much time at the doctor's office, lots of people are going to hear about Jesus. And they did. They did. We didn't stop one bit. We walked in there with a smile on our face every time we went in. If she was somewhere I couldn't get to her, then I was in another room. I was finding somebody. I'm looking. I'm like, "God, put them in my path. Show me who they are." You know, it's kind of like I went to the ER the other day. Did I tell this story maybe? Anyway, I went to the ER and I didn't know which room. They gave me the wrong room number for the person. Yeah, I did tell this story. Well, so I went ahead and prayed for the person in the wrong room. Like, if God didn't put me there by accident, I prayed for him too. We're dangerous. We should go places and we should leave our love. We should leave our mark in that area and we should leave our peace where people got something to grab a hold of besides all that that's in there. Amen. And so we made up our mind that we would never go in there sad. We would even when she didn't feel good. Of course, most of the time you feel good by the time you go back. Right? It's the 3 days after or so that you don't. But we made up our mind that not only would we be a blessing to the doctor, to the nurses. We made great friends with the doctor. Right? And I started off not liking him. But again, we're not there by accident now. We got a leading. God said, "Go this direction." So you're not just there. It's just like Paul being in prison. He's not just there to be in stocks and do his time. He's there to save the jailer and his family. Amen? So now we're there for more reasons than one. Yes, God's working through the doctors and through the medical field, and he's affecting a healing in Kim's body. And you know, the second time we talked to the oncologist, here's his words. "When you're done with all this, you'll be cured." He didn't say it might come back. He didn't say, "You think we didn't grab hold of that word real quick?" Yeah. Yeah, cured is a good word. Cured is an excellent word. And the minute he said it, we're like, "Yep, that's us. Cured." Cured. And you know, we'd go in there, and he'd ask us about our church. He'd ask. He wanted to come to Celebration Sunday. He never did come, but he was going to come. But he liked old cars or fixed up cars, and he wanted to come. We invited him. She still sees him.
No.
Not as often.
Not as often. No.
Yeah. But if you go there and he's there, he might come see you. But he knows who we are, and
he always wants to see Dave.
Yeah, always. We became buddies, right? Why? Because I didn't want to be the person that he at odds with him. God was using him. He was the tool that God pulled out of the toolbox that day, and God was using him. And I wanted him to have all the right wisdom, all the right ways. I wanted it to go the best it could go. You know, Brother Moore says, when something goes, like he talked about Celebration Sunday, when something goes that big, goes that well, with very little issues, you know the Lord's in it. Well, when something like what she went through for a full year went as well as it did, we were able to pray with people in the chemotherapy. I mean, people going through a lot harsher chemotherapy than her. And they were scared. And one lady, I remember, we said, can we pray for you? And she said, oh, please. And thank God. And we became friends with the nurses. And we became a witness. Why? Because we're not going in there like we're losing.
Right.
It's inconvenient, but she's an overcomer.
That's right.
Amen? And even on a day where she would wake up and, you know, chemo sometimes doesn't make you feel good. And she'd be kind of down and she'd want me to pet her a little bit. And I'm like, nope. And that seemed like it was mean, but no. I would pet her. I went and got her spaghetti for her. She ate spaghetti like crazy.
Yes. I was thankful for that because Ramsey and him were my biggest cheerleaders through it all.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that they didn't cut me any slack on anything, which I'm glad, because you know, sometimes I had a few tears,
yeah.
Didn't feel good, but I'm like, I would remind the devil I had my plastic bag with my faith seed in it that Mrs. Moore gave us years ago, and I would pull it out and say, this is all the faith I have to have.
That's right.
I might be having a moment, but he keeps my tears in a bottle.
That's exactly,
and so I am an overcomer.
Amen.
So, and then I would get over it and go on.
And those are leadings. This was a leading, like I said, that a lot of people wouldn't be looking, because they're looking to be led out all the way, not to be led through. They want to be translated from you have cancer to you don't have cancer. And you know what? God could do that. God can take it away just like that. He can do that according to your faith. But you need to be. You need to get that leading. You got to know this is the direction God's leading me to go. We're not going to do a thing. And if you do that, you're getting better. You're not worrying about it. Nothing. There's no problems. Why? Because if that's truly what God told you to do, it's no different than her. Every week she was getting better. She was getting better. Every time we went back, doctor said, yes, this is doing good. You're looking a lot better. This is going great. And every week. There wasn't one time where we went in there and she went backward. No, she never went backward. Why? She's an overcomer. We had a word. And we weren't ever worried about hearing that. We weren't looking for anything except a word, the word that to confirm God's word. Because we were following Him. We followed Him through that whole process. And through the whole process, not only were we able to come out cured, but we were able to come out with people that now know more about God than they did before we walked in. They've seen some love that they didn't see before. And nurses that she stops and talks to them. I don't know that they're there anymore, but as they were there, she would stop and talk to them again.
COVID, unfortunately, I don't run into them as much as I used to.
Yeah, these are things that even as people that are, you know, well, think about Naaman. Naaman's a perfect example. It wasn't going to happen the way he thought it should, right? So he just wasn't. He was going to do it a different way. What he went. They said go see the prophet. He went to see the prophet. The prophet didn't even come out to see him, right? You know, we people say, well, I don't think we'd ever do that. You got people in the church all the time say, why didn't Brother Moore come? Why'd he send you? I remember the first time I went to the hospital. And this was like a church first started. And they're like, who are you? And I said, I'm Brother Moore. Because that's who sent me. And we laughed about it for a minute after that. But that's people that you can't have your own plan. He had this vision in his mind how he was going to happen. That's not a leading. And because the man of God didn't come out, and he's already mad, and then they tell him to go wash in the dirty river. And he's like, I can wash in the rivers over here. And he's getting ready to leave, and you know he's going to leave without his healing. Because what he's got's not a leading. You know, and they say, well, he was serious. He didn't even have the Holy Spirit. He had a word from God. He had a word from the Lord himself that said, go dip yourself in the Jordan. That's a leading. And if his faith would only follow it. If his faith would only follow it. People say, I didn't even believe he'd have faith. He had faith or he wouldn't have done it. Because his servant talked him into doing it. Still took faith. Amen. And he could have sidetracked the whole thing by only wanting to do it his way. But that's not what a leading from the Lord is like. A leading from the Lord, he gets in your heart. And he knows exactly where you're at. And he knows exactly what you can do, where you can go, how far you can reach with your faith right now. He knows exactly how much light you're walking in this situation. You know, this is not, you know, we may have been able to believe for $1,000, but we needed help with this one. Right? And we still would have needed a leading for the $1,000. But everybody's face at a different place for different things. Amen? I remember years ago, we got in faith about the weather. Right? We got tired. There was stuff going on all the time, and me and Rick and the guys at the Bible study, we started getting, because it was messing up Hidden Bluff. Hidden Bluff was where we got the kids and brought them all out. And every time that we had weather, it messed it up because it was an outdoor event. If it rained, you couldn't have it. So we started getting on the weather, not only that it wouldn't rain, but that we'd quit having these storms and quit having all this bad stuff. And I remember Rick, I called, they were having a storm. I think it was in Republic, when you worked in Republic. And the guys there said, there's a tornado, they say, heading this way. What do we do? And Rick said, stand next to me. It's not going to hit here. Yeah, I'm good with that. But you got to be in faith for that. And it's not time to hope you're in faith. Right? You don't want to hope you're in faith right then. You want to believe that God's going to protect you right then and there. And God does protect us. And God does honor His Word. And He did honor His Word in this situation. And that is what I would want people to see more than anything that happened in this situation. That He honored His Word. He said that He sent His Word and healed us and saved us from all our destructions. She's sitting right here. Right? He sent His Word and healed her. And people say, well, yeah, but she still had to go to the doctor. That's how you got healed that time. Right? You know, sometimes it may come the way you think it should, but more often it'll never come the way you think it should. It'll only come the way God says it will. You'll need a leading. You've got to have something for your faith to follow. Your faith has, it's a follower, that's what it does, and it follows love. Love is the lead, faith is the follower. And when you get that word from love, when we got that peace in our heart because we knew God loved us. See, when you start off with that, if you know God loves you, you know He's good. So the first thing you know, He didn't cause it, but He will end it. Amen? And so you're already on the right foundation. And if you know those things, you'll be able to hear that leading because you'll be willing to hear it. But we had to get willing to hear it. It didn't happen the day when we were sitting in the doctor's office that day when he started just naming off all these things. We're like, boom. It's like, oh, you know, we're getting hit in the face. And we're like, and finally when he walked out, we're like, whoa, let's shake this off for a minute. And we told him, we said, you know what? We're going to go home and we'll get back with you. And we went home. And from then on, we made that decision. We got the word. the confirmation from Brother Moore, and it never bothered my heart again, and I don't believe it bothered her heart ever again in that whole year. I knew she would come out complete and whole. I knew there would be no repercussions. And you know, people say, well, did you follow everything they said? No. We were led the whole way. There were things, most everything they said, we'd check our heart and we'd say, yep, y'all go ahead and do that. But there came a day at the end of the whole thing where they said, you know, we're going to need you to do this. And both of us looked at each other and we knew that was not a leading of the Lord. And we stopped right there and we said, no. This, you know, and I don't know that she ever told them no, but did you tell them no?
I did, and they actually, you know, normally I think they, some people say the doctors really push or, you know, get kind of upset or yell at you even if you don't, but never once. They asked me, did you, I said, I would ask them, now explain to me why. And what is, you know, tell me what it is and what it does and everything. And then I would make the decision. And then with this thing, I was like, we didn't feel in our heart it was right. And I told them that I decided to decline that. And they were fine with that. Yeah. And even my, I had to go to the radiologist for 3 weeks. It was supposed to be 6 weeks, but I only had to do three. And I finished seeing him the beginning of this year, and he asked me about that thing that the oncologist wanted me to do, the last thing, and he said, "Were you informed and everything of everything and made, you know, made your decision by that?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Well, it to do that would be maybe this much help, but not this much." And I was like, Lord, thank you. Because I don't know of a doctor that would have done that and said that when I decided not to do the last thing.
Thank you, Lord.
And so I'm thankful.
Yeah.
It was another confirmation from the Lord that we made the right decision.
When you follow the leading from the Lord, you begin to step. And, you know, I've told people this. Brother Moore told me this. He said, take a step and check. Take a step and check. Take a step and check. Check your heart on every step. And make sure you're following the leading of the Lord. Because they're still doing what they do. Wasn't anything wrong with what they asked her to do. Just it wasn't right. It just wasn't right for us. Doesn't mean other people shouldn't do it. But because it was a leading, we didn't have any arguments from them. So that was a good thing. And you know, there was one thing when you're in faith, when you've got a word from God. In Galatians 1:15, Paul wrote this, Galatians 1, starting in verse 15. He said, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, I immediately conferred not with the flesh." When you get a leading, no more talk. When you got a leading, put your faith on it and follow. When you got a leading, don't listen. Your own flesh is going to be the worst one because it's going to still try to question. What if this happens? What if this happens? What if that? Don't confer with it. Paul said, I just didn't confer with it. I had a word from God. He told me what I was going to do, and I didn't confer anymore. And that's what we do. Once you've got that word, once you've got that leading, once you know the direction you're going, and then you have the confirmation, glory to God. You got in your heart the only peace you'll ever need. The peace that passes understanding. Because people say, aren't you worried? She's going through this. And, you know, I know people have died from that. And you're like, no, because she's not going to. We got a word from God. We have a word from God, and she's not going to. And glory to God, we went all the way through that, and we had our faith following, and we were confident. We had confidence, which means we were trusting in the Lord. And when you begin to trust in the arm of the Lord, everything, you just begin to flourish. Just like it says in Jeremiah, he who trusts in the arm of the Lord, right? He's blessed. What is it? Here, I might even have it. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. It says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. In other words, blessed is the man who listens to God and follows Him. Trusting in the Lord, you know, when somebody says, have you put your trust in the Lord? Have you let the Lord be the Lord of your life? Is He the one you're now following? Is He the one, if He goes this direction, are you going that direction? And the man that trusts in Him, the man that has confidence and whose expectation said, blessed is the man whose hope the Lord is. What He's saying, when you're expecting, everything that you're expecting is the outcome of the Lord. So you're not worrying about what's going to happen. You already know. Faith is a rest. If you're worrying about it and you're upset about it and you have to talk to somebody every day about what's going on and do I need another word or do I need to do more or should I go to church more? Am I not sitting close enough? Do I need to sing louder? Well, what do I need to do to get my healing? You don't need to do anything. You need a word from the Lord. You need direction. You need to be led. And when you get that leading, then you go that direction and you find His will. And when you find His will, you find His way. And when you find that, you're in rest then. You are going to rest because there is no longer a doubt in your mind. No longer a doubt in your mind that she's coming out cured, whole and healed. What now? 7 years ago. And that was the other word Brother Moore said. He said it'll be in your rearview mirror. I don't remember exactly how he said it.
That's what he said. Be in the rear view. Be like a dream.
Be like never. A dream that never happened.
Yep.
Glory to God. Yep. Glory to God. He's a good God. He does those things. And this is healing. Amen? Yes, in our services, we have believed God for healing. And I know for a fact, I've gotten testimonies after God's given me a word. For people in this congregation, people in Florida, people online. Then Brother Moore gotten a word, Mrs. Moore. We've prayed for people. We've gotten testimonies. People were healed just like that. We've also gotten great testimonies of people that went and believed the doctors. We got people sitting right here in this room today that went and believed and believed God and were led to go this direction and they are cured.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. And so we don't want to ever discount a leading from the Lord just because it's not the way we think it should happen. If we just had enough faith, we wouldn't have to go to the doctor. If you ever tell somebody that, somebody should be behind you hitting you on the back of the head. Because that ain't love. That is not love. Thank you, Lord. I'm thankful to have this testimony. I'm thankful that I'm able to stand here and give it today. With her with me, and know that I know that it was a leading from the Lord. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You know, I feel like people do struggle with this because I know I did. I know in my life I thought, you know, I shouldn't have to deal with this, or I shouldn't have, I got faith. I should just be able to put my faith on it, and it should just work, and we shouldn't have to go to this direction or go that direction. But you know what? You think more of your faith sometimes than you should. Your faith is great, but it has to follow that love. It has to follow that leading of the Lord. You got to know exactly where you're at and be willing to go the direction He tells you. Glory to God. You got a song to sing?
Where you lead me, I